Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. Number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important to you right now. So we've opened up the phone lines again, and the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I was at a conference this morning and was talking to a guy about our radio broadcast, and he asked me, what are the two questions that are, or what's the top question that's asked on the radio broadcast? And I immediately said, forgiveness of sins and assurance of salvation. Those are the two issues that we discuss more than any other issue. I mean, there's so many issues that we could discuss, so many cultural things, societal things, political things, religious things. But when it comes down to individuals, what they're concerned about most is, does God love me? Has he forgiven my sins? And can I know for sure that I'm saved? And that's why we talk about these issues so often on Basic Gospel, because that's where people live. I remember not too long ago, a gentleman named John called the program, and he was really struggling. And I finally asked him, John, do you feel like you've crossed a line? And that God's forgiveness is out of reach for you? And he said, yes, I do, and it's hopeless. I don't know what to do. Here's somebody that had been a Christian, that was a Christian, that had come to know the Lord, and yet was not resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's what this gospel message is all about. Christ died for our sins. Why did he do that? So that we could be forgiven people. When we come to Jesus by faith, we receive that gift of forgiveness. It becomes ours, and we stand before God forgiven. It's a once-for-all forgiveness. It's not a continual thing that every time we sin, we have to get more forgiveness. God just dumped the whole dump truck of forgiveness on top of us, and we are forgiven people. And because we're in Christ, we will never be outside of God's grace. That's the good news of the gospel, and that's why we're so committed to proclaiming this basic gospel, those things that are of most importance to God, which means those are the things that are of most importance to us. So let's talk about that. If you are like John and feel like you've crossed the line, or you feel like you know, you can't shed the guilt and shame and fear, well, let's talk about it on today's broadcast. In Christ, there's wonderful answers, truth that will set you free.
Across the country and in Canada, a toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Plenty of lines open right now. I want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to start in Fairfax with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. I wanted to ask you about 2 Timothy 3:12. Which says, he who desires to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. I heard someone say that if you're not being persecuted, it must mean you're not living a godly enough life. And specifically, he said, it must mean you're not making enough of a stand for Jesus. But the thing is that in John chapter 15, Jesus says that people will be persecuted simply by way of their connection with him. Like, when you believe in him, and it's like Jesus comes to live inside of you, and the world is not going to like that. So I don't think it's a good conclusion to reach when you judge the extent or your effectiveness of how good you are at making a stand for Jesus by the persecution you're going through. It just seems to be something that just happens to people who believe in Jesus. What do you think about that?
Well, Chris, I agree. Those who know Christ, the world is going to stand against those people. The world is going to stand against us. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world today. The world system that this world kind of operates within is anti-Jesus, anti-Christ, anti-God. So when we make that connection with Christ, when Christ makes that connection with us, when he becomes our very lives and we become testimonies to his love and grace, we're going to receive persecution. We see that happening in our country today. More and more, we see folks taking a stand against Christians. We see that out in the world, and I think that's just going to happen more and more as time marches on. But within the context of 2 Timothy, I mean, Paul was giving an example of his own life. You know, he talked about, the persecutions that he had experienced, the sufferings, all of those things that happened to him in the various places. And why was that happening? Simply because he believed in the resurrection of Jesus and was making that truth known. So he would get dragged out of cities and left dead or to be dead, and you know, rains would come and revive him, and he would get up and march back into those cities, and you know, he was just an amazing guy.
Tough way to live.
Yeah, very tough way to live. But his heart was such that he couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
For him to live was Christ, to die was gain. And that became his philosophy. And in the midst of persecution, he continued to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And I think he had really tapped into the real love of Christ. He understood the love of Christ for him, and that love just swelled up in his heart and just started pouring out for the lives of others. And whatever it took, he was going to get that message there. And so he suffered persecution, and so he puts his life out there as an example. And he said, basically, if you're going to be proclaiming Christ, if you're going to be telling others about Jesus, don't expect the world to just jump up and applaud. Chris, I remember when I decided that I wanted to be in full-time ministry. I was 22 years of age, and I went through this season of prayer and, Lord, is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this where I'm supposed to be? And finally came to that decision that yes, I want to leave my job and I want to go into full-time ministry. And I had this expectation that everybody I knew was just going to just jump up and applaud and say, wow, we just can't believe that. And what I found, that wasn't the case at all. You know, I had folks tell me, well, you know, why don't you go get a real job? And just all sorts of things. And that's just the way it is as far as the world is concerned about all things Christ.
Okay, I have some thoughts about that. So first, like as you were talking, I realized like something I was thinking was we have this idea that if I'm not like being martyred for my faith, then I must not be being persecuted, when really it seems like from the moment you believe in Jesus, the bullseye gets put on you, and then like people who might have formerly been friendly to you, they just start all of a sudden turning against you. And so I think that maybe persecution can maybe be broader than...
It comes in lots of different forms.
Yes.
It's not necessarily just a physical persecution. But we have to realize that, as for example, as we read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we see that some, you know, by faith in what they knew of the gospel message... they experienced all kinds of material blessings and physical blessings. Others, commended for their same faith, experienced all kinds of persecution. So we have to, I think, take Jesus' words to Peter when Peter was saying, well, what about that guy? He said, well, don't worry about that guy. Just worry about you. Just worry about your relationship with me and what that path is going to hold as we move through life together. So it's the same life that we share. We're going to have unique experiences with that. But in this world, we live in a world that is anti-Christ. That spirit is in the world today. Well, Chris, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
We certainly appreciate it, as always.
Yes, indeed.
Open lines again at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And guys, an email question that I've been trying to get to for a couple of days. I think it's important to go ahead as quickly as possible and answer this. A gentleman named John lives in Scarsdale, New York, and listens on our great New York affiliate, WMCA. He says, guys, I am a Jewish man who is married to a Christian woman and who is raising his children to be Christian. I have, over the past couple of years, been wrestling with the idea of converting to Christianity. I've done a lot of research and soul-searching, and your radio program has provided me with a great deal of help. Unfortunately, I'm at a bit of a crossroads and have two questions that I'm hoping you might be able to answer on the air. First, I'm scared that I should decide to accept Christ into my life. I will be cursed, according to Deuteronomy 28. I know that Paul addresses this very issue in Romans, but if Christ is not God, if Paul is wrong, then according to Moses, I and my children will experience an eternity of pain and suffering. Second, I cannot imagine Christ ever threatening any of his disciples in the way that God versus Moses does in Deuteronomy. God is essentially saying, if you do not worship me and me only and follow my commandments, I will ensure that you will suffer, your family will suffer, your wife will be raped. This is very clearly not the kind of teaching the loving, understanding, peaceful God that Christ revealed in the Gospels would do. However, if Christ is God, then it was Christ who made these threats. I know that you've dealt with this issue before, reconciling the wrath of God in the Old Testament with the love of God in the New Testament. But this seems to be a very special case. Please help. That's from John in Scarsdale, New York.
Well, John, thank you so much for writing to us, and I appreciate the sincerity, the heart. Somebody really weighing all the options here. You know, what is this really going to mean? How does this line up with what I've grown up with all of my life? And some of those passages in the Old Testament are quite troubling when we see it. But I think when we take a 30,000-foot view of the Old Testament, we see this theme that runs from the beginning to the end. And it's simply this: the wages of sin is death. And the core of sin is idolatry. It's worshiping anything other than God himself. And that is going to lead to all sorts of consequences in this world and eternal death if it's not corrected. And how that's corrected is through faith in Jesus Christ. That's when our hearts truly get lined up with the one true God. Why? Because all of the Word of God is God the Father's testimony about Jesus, and that life and life alone can be found through faith in Jesus and in Jesus alone. So, as Jesus said, if you believe Moses, you would believe me. Why? Because he wrote about me. So our problem is spiritual death. That's the real issue. The wages of sin is death. When Adam and Eve chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died. They didn't die physically that day. They died spiritually. But that spiritual death certainly was a mark that physical death was soon to follow. And they did die physically. So that was passed on to all of mankind. We come into this world spiritually dead, separated from the life of God. There's only one solution, and his name is Jesus. He died to take away our sins, to take away the curse of the law. That's what Paul wrote in Galatians, that he became a curse for us. That's what Jesus did. So all of those curses that were written in Deuteronomy, Jesus took upon himself. He became a curse so that we could be set free from the law of sin and death. And so when we trust Christ by faith, when we respond to that grace of God that's been given to us in him, we cross over from death to life. And as Paul wrote, there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So, John, everything is reconciled in the old and new in Jesus. At the cross, we see both the wrath of God and the love of God being expressed there. Jesus himself taking the punishment so that we could be set free. So, John, if you're listening, I'm just praying that God's Spirit will move in your heart in such a way and lift you up and encourage to receive Jesus, the one true God.
Yes, indeed. John, hope you are listening and hope this is a tremendous help to you. As we go forward, open lines 844-322-2742. And I think, again, this underscores the reason for Basic Gospel to be on the air each day. And our thanks to each of you who has given many times sacrificially to help ensure that others hear the same message on Basic Gospel that's made a difference in your life. But you know, the work's not over. We need to keep the good news coming. And if you can help today with an extra gift or perhaps your first gift, that will be a tremendous help to us. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-41-BASIC. And help make sure that this message remains on the air, changing lives by the truth of God and His Word. And keep in mind that with your gift this month of $15 or more, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I think that's worth doing.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Well, Richard, we talked about at the beginning of this month, we had a mid-year kind of goal to help us move forward in our plan, you know, through expanding radio, through offering other resources, through media to help people grow in their faith. We wanted to be at about 500,000 by the end of June. We just have a little ways to go,
Just a little ways to go. Through yesterday, we had received just less than $75,000 this month, and we'd hope to get $105,000. So we need $30,000 in this last week of June. And, you know, if everybody in the body of Christ participates a little bit, it's gone. It's just taken care of.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're moved to give us a gift of $30,000. Mm-hmm. Bob Christopher himself will call you and say thanks. But so will I. But this is about reaching people like we just heard. I mean, we could care less that it, whether it's a budget or whether it's us or somebody else. We're talking about taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to real, live, breathing people who need to hear about the love and grace of God in Christ. And it's worth everything. It really is worth everything.
So help us today. Be as generous as you can. Make a gift. Go to basicgospel.net. We would greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Or you can call again, 844-412-2742, and speak with our operator.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go down to Hutto, Texas, and talk with Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, doing wonderful. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I got Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and I kind of wanted to brag on it. It's really a good book, and I even like the title. I like that Simply, that you put that instead of Simple Gospel, Simple Grace. What I wanted to say is I don't ever go looking for anything to read, because anything I read other than the scripture, I want it to be profitable for the transformation of my soul. And anyway, this your book found me, and I really like it a lot. And as a matter of fact, I like it so much that I don't want to hurry up and finish it, because that's the last thing I do at night is before I start my rest period. Is read scripture, and in your book you back everything you say up. You document it with the Word of God, and where the context and where you're taking it from. And so not only do you get to read the book, but you can turn over and read it in scripture as well. And I just wanted to say it's just a really good book.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Clay. Thank you for giving that testimony today. And he said, you know, he talked about, you know, it needs to be backed up with scripture. I mean, there's no other message than what the Word of God has to bring to us. And it's a message of hope. It's a message of life. It's a message of forgiveness. And if we're not talking about what the scripture has to say, we're really not talking about much of anything. You know, our opinions can be interesting, but it's, you know, our opinions can be scattered all over the place. We need to be anchored to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And it's my hope that that book will help people get anchored to Him and to get a deeper understanding and a deeper vision of who He is and what His love really is all about. So, Clay, thank you for sharing that. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Dorothy, listening to us on our great affiliate, WFIA. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Bob. I got a question. I was saved, and then I kept having trouble with the devil, thinking about the devil or the devil, and I got real involved, and I talked to him, and I'm just in awful shape now because I think I'm going to hell. I can't seem to believe in Jesus like I used to, and I'm just really in a bad shape.
Well, Dorothy, let's see if we can give you some help. Let's forget about that devil, okay? Let's just kind of put him on the back burner. That's exactly where he needs to be. Jesus Christ has already whipped him real good. There's a great passage in the book of Colossians where it says that through Christ's death, he defeated the enemy. He put him to shame. That's what Jesus did as far as Satan is concerned. Jesus disarmed him so that he can have no power over our lives whatsoever. So let's talk about Jesus and the fact that he died, Dorothy, to take away your sins, all of them, not just some of them, but all of them. And, you know, our sins, they can be little sins, they can be big sins, they can be really dark sins, they can be evil sins, they can be, toying with the forces of darkness type sins. They can be all over the place. But Jesus saw every one of those, Dorothy, and he shed his blood to take them away once and for all. And here's the good news, that God does not count your sins against you. Do you know that to be true, that God does not count your sins against you? There's no black marks next to your name?
No, I don't know that.
Well, that's true. There's no black marks next to your name. God has taken away your sins through the shed blood of Jesus. Now, is that good news to you?
Yes, I'd like to believe that.
Well, you can, because it's true. All that other stuff that you're believing is not true. That stuff that Satan's put in your mind, and he's accused you, and he's brought doubt to you. And Jesus says, I've done away with him. I've disarmed him. And I want you to stand in truth that I do not count your sins against you anymore. And in saying that, he says, I want you to be reconciled to God. I want you to receive the reconciliation that God has provided for you in Jesus. And Dorothy, will you receive that today?
Mm-hmm.
Will you receive Jesus and the reconciliation that he has for you?
Yes.
Well, can I just pray for you right now, and will you pray after me? Lord Jesus, thank you for taking away my sins.
Lord Jesus, thank you for taking away my sins.
And help me believe that I truly am forgiven.
And help me believe that I truly am forgiven.
I open my heart to the work of God's Spirit.
I open my heart to the work of God's Spirit.
To bring the truth of Christ.
Bring the truth of Christ
into me in such a way that changes me.
Into me in such a way that changes me. Oh, that would be wonderful if I could be changed.
Well, let's just trust the Lord to do that. That's his promise. Dorothy, we're almost out of time. You hang on. We'll pick up with you and carry on, okay? You hang on.
Thanks for joining us for this edition, everybody. And please remember Basic Gospel in your giving. Your prayers and gifts keep the love of Jesus on the airwaves, reaching out to folks like John and to Dorothy. So thank you for all that you do to keep the message coming. If you can help with a donation today, just click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.